In the heart of rural America, there exists a secluded community where life seems to stand still. The Amish people live with simplicity and devotion, cherishing traditions that have been passed down for centuries.
They keep themselves distant from certain things in the culture because it corrupts.
You have to hook up four mules with their harness.
But beneath this peaceful surface lie rules that might chill you to the bone. Every part of an Amish woman's life is governed by strict regulations. These include rigid dress codes and troubling stories of abuse.
They tell me what to eat, they tell me what to wear, they tell me what to do, they tell me what questions not to ask, they tell me what I need to ask. It's just so controlling.
Are these rules expressions of deep faith, or do they reveal a darker side of control and conformity? Get ready to discover the 20 shocking rules that Amish women must follow. As we dive into their world, we will explore the tension between tradition and personal freedom. The truth may be more complicated than it appears. Number 20, threat of the ban. In the close-knit Amish community, there is a practice that is both intriguing and intimidating: banning someone from the community. Known as meedoen in Pennsylvania Dutch, this act involves completely excluding an individual from both social and religious gatherings. But what leads to such a harsh punishment? Banning usually happens when someone refuses to follow the ordnung, the unwritten rules that govern every aspect of Amish life. This could mean not attending church services, breaking community guidelines, or even marrying outside the faith. Once a person is banned, they are excommunicated. This means they are cut off from everyone in the community, including their own family. Parents, siblings, and even close friends cannot have any contact with them. The seriousness of shunning in the Amish culture is striking. Community members will not even sit at the same table as a banned person. This practice serves as a powerful reminder of the consequences of straying from the community's values. For those who are banished, the isolation is profound, and the emotional toll is heavy. It highlights the importance of conformity and commitment to the community's way of life. Number 19, women do not receive higher education. In Amish communities, education is important, but it looks very different from what we see in mainstream society. Amish children learn in one-room schoolhouses. They study reading, writing, and arithmetic, but their formal education usually ends after the eighth grade.
We usually do, well, in the morning we sing first, we say the Lord's Prayer and we sing. Then they usually do their writing first, and spelling, arithmetic, vocabulary.
When it comes to higher education, a sharp gender divide appears. Amish boys often pursue vocational training. They learn practical skills that prepare them for life in the community. In contrast, Amish girls typically finish their education after eighth grade, focusing instead on domestic skills like homemaking and caring for the family. This educational split mirrors traditional Amish roles. Women are mainly seen as caretakers of the home, while men provide for the family.
We believe boys especially and girls, they need to stay occupied.
To those from the outside, this may seem strange. Most societies today encourage everyone to seek higher education. Yet, for the Amish, this division supports their dedication to a simple, traditional lifestyle. In the Amish world, community values and roles take precedence over personal ambitions. This emphasis on collective responsibility is a cornerstone of their unique culture. Number 18, birth control is forbidden. In the Amish community, using birth control is not allowed. They follow the Bible closely, especially the command to be fruitful and multiply. For them, having fewer children goes against God's will. They see contraception as a violation of this sacred instruction.
You would think that Amish people would think that whatever God gives them as far as children and pregnancies, that that's what they would.
For Amish couples, this belief means accepting the chance of having large families. They regard children as a precious gift, and it is not unusual for families to have 5, 10, or even more children. The parents bear the heavy responsibility of raising these kids. They are expected to support, nurture, and love each child.
For my family and the Amish community, having a child out of wedlock is very unacceptable.
This strong commitment to family reflects their deep faith and values. The Amish find joy in their children, celebrating each new life as a blessing. The idea of a big family is not just accepted, it is embraced with pride and joy. Number 17. Women must be very submissive to their husbands. In the Amish community, there is a clear division of roles between husbands and wives. Men are seen as the heads of their households. This belief is deeply rooted in the Bible, which emphasizes male leadership and the idea that wives should submit to their husbands. As a result, Amish women are expected to be obedient and supportive in all aspects of life. This expectation is evident in daily routines. Amish women often do not make important decisions without first discussing them with their husbands. Their main responsibilities revolve around homemaking and raising children.
I love the Amish ways. When the Amish have church at their house, then the neighborhood ladies come together and help them clean their house. And while the ladies are cleaning, the children play. And the dishes were scoured and everything was gotten ready for them.
They commonly refer to their husbands as the head of the household, recognizing their authority. While these roles are essential to the Amish way of life, they can seem restrictive when viewed through a modern lens. Yet, it is crucial to understand that the Amish culture highly values community and tradition. Their commitment to these principles is rooted in deep religious beliefs. For the Amish, maintaining a traditional lifestyle is of utmost importance. Number 16, mandatory attendance of community events. One of the most fascinating customs that makes the Amish stand out is their strict rule about attending community events. In Amish life, being there is not a choice. It is something you must do. Whether it is a barn raising, a quilting bee, or a Sunday church service, your presence is expected. The Amish take this tradition seriously, and skipping an event feels like betraying your community. These gatherings, often called gimei, serve several essential purposes. They are a chance to socialize, strengthen relationships, and build a sense of unity among members. It is when neighbors catch up, share stories, and create the connections that are central to Amish culture. These events are also important for younger Amish people looking to meet future partners. However, there is a deeper side to this strict attendance rule. While it promotes togetherness, it also acts as a method of social control. In close-knit Amish communities, missing an event does not go unnoticed. It can spark gossip and concern. In a society that values conformity, this pressure to attend can make some question these traditions and feel uneasy. In the end, the expectation to participate in community events speaks to the heart of Amish life. It highlights their strong sense of belonging while also revealing the thin line between unity and control. Number 15, they cannot use buttons. In Amish communities, you will notice something striking. Their traditional clothing often lacks buttons. Instead, they use hooks and eyes, snaps, or straight pins to fasten their garments.
Look at women's clothing and how they pin them. Why don't they use buttons and zippers?
This difference is not just a fashion choice. It is rooted in deep values. For the Amish, avoiding buttons is about more than just style. They strive for humility and simplicity. In their eyes, buttons can be seen as decorations that may draw attention. This goes against their belief in living modestly and shunning ostentation. Practicality also plays a role in this choice. Amish clothing is designed to be functional and durable, focusing on utility rather than looks. If a button breaks, it can be tricky to fix or replace, but hooks and snaps are much easier to manage. This custom might seem unusual, but it is a vital part of Amish life. It shows their commitment to a community-centered existence. In a world where fashion and self-expression dominate, the ban on buttons stands out. For the Amish, simplicity and humility are key as they seek a spiritually fulfilling life. Number 14, distinct courtship customs. In the fascinating world of Amish traditions, courtship rituals stand out. These customs may seem strange to outsiders, but they play a crucial role in the lives of Amish couples. Unlike typical dating, Amish youths follow a practice called courting, a structured approach to finding a life partner. It emphasizes the importance of family and traditional values. The journey begins when a young Amish person asks their parents for approval. Once they give the green light, the couple enters the courtship phase. They primarily spend time together in group settings, often with family around. This ensures that the relationship remains pure, focusing on getting to know each other's character and values. A remarkable aspect of Amish courtship is known as bundling. In this practice, the couple shares a bed while fully dressed, separated by a wooden board or a bundle of blankets. While it might sound odd, this method allows them to bond while sticking to modesty rules. Courtship can last several months or even years as the couple assesses their compatibility and readiness for marriage. When they finally decide to take the plunge, a simple wedding ceremony takes place, usually attended by their entire community. This process highlights the deep-rooted values and strong family ties that are central to Amish life. Number 13, tradition of bonnets. When you meet an Amish woman, the first thing that catches your eye is her bonnet. But what does this simple item of clothing really mean?
But you have to wear a bonnet to go to church, and you're supposed to tie your strings and wear a shawl to go to church.
Bonnets are a crucial part of Amish women's outfits. They symbolize modesty and humility. Typically made from plain, solid-colored fabric, these bonnets cover a woman's hair, which the Bible refers to as her glory. By wearing bonnets, Amish women show their dedication to modesty, believing that their true worth lies within, not in their looks. What is fascinating is that bonnets also serve as a form of silent communication. The style, color, and how a bonnet is tied can convey messages among the women of the community. A woman might indicate her marital status or level of religious devotion simply by how she wears her bonnet. While these signals may not be obvious to outsiders, they are keenly noted within the Amish community. Moreover, bonnets have a practical side. They protect women from the sun, wind, and rain, which is important for comfort during their daily tasks, often done outdoors on farms. Although they may seem plain, bonnets are powerful symbols of identity and faith for Amish women. From a young age, they wear them and continue to do so throughout their lives. Number 12, childbirth at home. The Amish way of welcoming new life is both intriguing and unique. For them, childbirth is not just a medical event. It is a personal and spiritual journey that typically happens at home, surrounded by family. One important Amish tradition is giving birth at home instead of in a hospital. This choice reflects their desire to stay close to their community and avoid the outside world's influences.
Most Amish women use midwives to give birth at home, but I couldn't even have an Amish midwife.
Instead of doctors, Amish women are attended by midwives. These midwives are experienced members of the community, trusted for their skills honed through years of hands-on practice rather than formal training. They are crucial in providing care and ensuring a safe delivery. Family plays a significant role during the birthing process. The husband and older children gather around to support the mother, creating an atmosphere filled with quietness and prayer. They believe in God's presence during this important moment. Amish women typically choose not to use pain relief medications while giving birth. Instead, they rely on their faith and the support of their community to help them through the experience. The birthing room is a simple, unadorned space that mirrors the Amish values of modesty and humility. Overall, the Amish approach to childbirth highlights their strong sense of community, deep faith, and commitment to family. Number 11, women cannot become preachers. In the Amish faith, men and women have clearly defined roles. Women take charge of the home and family, while men lead in the church and community. This separation of duties even extends to religious leadership. Only men can become preachers, ministers, or bishops. You might wonder why this is the case. It stems from how the Amish interpret the Bible, particularly verses that highlight male leadership. They believe men are better suited for these roles, while women are encouraged to nurture their families and support their husbands. The role of a preacher in the Amish community is crucial. Preachers provide spiritual guidance, lead services, and shape the religious life of the community. However, to outsiders, limiting preaching to men may seem restrictive and puzzling. Despite this restriction, Amish women play a vital role in upholding the community's spiritual essence. They actively participate in services, teach Sunday school, and foster the spiritual growth of their families. Their impact, though less visible than that of male preachers, resonates deeply within the community. Number 10, Rumspringa. In the world of Amish traditions, one custom stands out as particularly intriguing: Rumspringa. This Pennsylvania Dutch term means running around or wilderness journey. It marks a time in an Amish teenager's life, typically starting at the age of 16. During Rumspringa, teens get to experience the outside world, free from the usual Amish rules. They can wear clothes like everyone else, use technology.
I like my hair like curly, like I never had them like this, like makeup. We were never allowed.
Gorgeous.
And even try out non-Amish behaviors. You might wonder why a community known for its strict ways allows this. The truth is, Rumspringa serves a vital purpose. It gives young people the chance to decide if they want to commit to the Amish lifestyle. What makes Rumspringa fascinating is that it has no strict guidelines. There are no official rules or set timelines for how it should go. Each teen experiences Rumspringa differently, and the decision to return to the Amish community rests entirely on them. This freedom can lead to varied outcomes. Some choose to return to their roots, while others decide to embrace life beyond the Amish world. Yet, the journey of Rumspringa is often shrouded in mystery. Each person's experience is deeply personal and not frequently discussed. It holds the weight of choices that shape their futures, making it a critical moment in their lives. Number 9. They do not learn where babies come from. You may find it surprising that Amish schools usually do not offer detailed sex education. This choice stems from their strong beliefs in modesty, the value of marriage, and a desire to protect children from explicit or worldly information. Amish children, especially those in formal schooling, learn basic biology, but miss out on direct discussions about human reproduction. Instead, they observe nature and learn from the cycles of life on the farm. A fascinating aspect of Amish culture is that young people often discuss human reproduction with their parents and trusted adults. These conversations focus on the sanctity of marriage, the importance of family, and the religious meaning of procreation. These discussions are often open and honest, creating a sense of trust and responsibility among young Amish individuals. In essence, the approach to sex education in Amish communities is rooted in their values. They prioritize meaningful conversations over classroom lectures, emphasizing the importance of family and faith in understanding human relationships. Number 8, they rarely wear makeup. Amish women usually do not wear makeup. This choice reflects their belief in natural beauty. They want to avoid the pride that often comes with using cosmetics. The Amish have a strong respect for God's creation, and they feel that wearing makeup goes against this belief. Instead, they concentrate on inner beauty, valuing a gentle and quiet spirit. To express their individuality, Amish women often rely on their clothing and hairstyles. These can differ from one Amish group to another, allowing each woman to showcase her personality in her own way. Number 7. Amish toys do not have faces. Amish children's toys are simple and charming. They are often handcrafted with love by family members or local artisans. One surprising feature of these toys is that they lack facial features like eyes, noses, and mouths. This choice is deliberate. The Amish believe that having faces on toys can lead to pride and vanity. They prefer to avoid any focus on looks and appearances. Without faces, these toys encourage imaginative play. Children can project their own feelings and experiences onto the dolls or figurines. This gives them the freedom to express themselves creatively. It also reinforces the Amish value of humility. Despite their simplicity, children often form strong emotional connections with these faceless toys. They attribute their own emotions to them, creating rich stories and adventures. In this way, Amish toys become more than just playthings. They serve as tools for creativity and personal expression. Number 6. Amish wedding night. Amish wedding customs are quite different from those in mainstream society. After a traditional wedding, the newlyweds do not go on a honeymoon or return to their own home right away. Instead, they often stay with the bride's parents or close relatives for several nights, or even weeks. During this time, the couple takes on the household chores. They cook, clean, and help with daily tasks. This shared labor is not just about work. It is a way for the couple to show their commitment to each other and their new family. It also helps them bond with their in-laws and build strong connections within the community. These early days of marriage are crucial for their transition into their new life. They emphasize the importance of marriage, family, and community in Amish culture. This practice reveals how deeply the Amish value hard work and cooperation. It underscores their belief in the sanctity of marriage and the need to lay a solid foundation for a shared future. Number 5. Barn raising. In the Amish community, there is nothing more iconic than a barn raising. This event brings everyone together, and often, they complete the barn in just one day. The excitement starts with selecting a date. Neighbors, friends, and family gather at the site before the sun rises. There is a friendly rivalry among different Amish communities, each wanting to finish the barn in record speed. Once the day arrives, the atmosphere buzzes with energy. People arrive early, ready to work. Everyone knows their role. Some lift heavy wooden beams while others climb up to secure the roof. An incredible sight to see so many people working together in perfect harmony. What makes this event even more special is that the Amish use only traditional tools and their own strength. No modern machinery is involved. This dedication emphasizes their commitment to self-sufficiency. At the end of the day, the hard work is celebrated with a communal meal. This gathering reinforces the importance of teamwork and shared responsibility in their culture. The barn raising is not just about building, it is about community, cooperation, and tradition. Number 4. No technology. Amish communities take a strong stand against modern technology. They avoid using electricity and electronic devices entirely. This choice stems from their commitment to faith, family, and community, which they believe should come before worldly distractions. In Amish homes, you will not find electricity. Instead, they rely on gas lamps and wood-burning stoves. This lack of technology promotes self-sufficiency and a deeper connection to nature. However, the Amish do use technology in limited ways, like for important business tasks or medical needs. One striking aspect of their way of life is how it separates them from today's fast-paced, tech-filled world. The Amish think that too much reliance on technology can undermine their values of simplicity and humility. They worry it could create divisions within their community and distract them from their spiritual lives. Number three, they are fluent in three languages. One fascinating yet often overlooked feature of Amish culture is their ability to speak three languages. This skill is a key part of their way of life and prompts us to wonder why they are so multilingual and how it influences their communities. In Amish homes, Pennsylvania Dutch is the primary language spoken. This German dialect is passed down through generations and is used in everyday conversations, during church services, and within families. When you hear them talking, it is likely in Pennsylvania Dutch. English is another language the Amish speak. They mainly use it for communicating with outsiders. While they prefer Pennsylvania Dutch among themselves, they understand the importance of English for engaging with the wider world. Another intriguing element of their multilingualism is High German. This more formal version of the language is used in religious texts and during church services. While it is not a daily language for them, their ability to speak High German is crucial for their spiritual practices. The Amish's command of these three languages highlights their dedication to preserving their cultural identity and traditions. It enables them to maintain their unique lifestyle while also connecting with the outside world when needed. Number two, they get baptized as adults. The Amish are different from many Christian denominations because they do not baptize infants. Instead, they believe that faith is a personal choice. They encourage individuals to make a conscious decision to commit to their beliefs. Amish baptism typically happens between the ages of 16 and 25. This ceremony marks a significant transition from youth to adulthood. Before baptism, young adults go through a preparation period known as instruction. During this time, they learn about their faith from church leaders and mentors. This education is crucial, ensuring they understand the responsibilities that come with baptism. This instruction can last several months. When the time comes for baptism, the ceremony is held in a nearby stream or creek. The individual is fully immersed in the water. This act symbolizes the cleansing of sins and a fresh start within the church community. The baptism ceremony is a solemn and deeply spiritual event. It highlights the Amish values of faith and community, representing one of the most important milestones in a person's life. While adult baptism may seem unusual compared to infant baptism, it showcases the Amish commitment to personal choice and belief. It also emphasizes the strength of their traditions and customs, shaping their unique way of life. Number one, the dark side of Amish communities. The Amish community is known for its rich traditions and customs that have been cherished for generations. However, serious allegations of sexual abuse have emerged, raising alarms about the safety of its members. Reports have surfaced from various Amish communities across the United States accusing some men of sexual misconduct. Child sexual abuse in these areas has received increased attention in recent years. One shocking case involved Mary Byler, who bravely took legal action against members of her own community in 2004. This case was unusual because it led to Amish individuals facing a court trial and receiving actual jail time, rather than just community service or fines. There are worries that some Amish groups prefer to handle these issues privately. This often discourages victims from seeking help outside the community. Such an approach can allow abusers to escape proper punishment and leaves victims unprotected. It is crucial to remember that not all Amish communities are alike. Many Amish people oppose abuse, and some communities have made efforts to confront these issues. They have set up hotlines for reporting abuse and are cooperating with law enforcement to ensure offenders are brought to justice. Despite these serious challenges, the Amish community still holds a unique place in society, filled with vibrant customs and traditions. Understanding both the positive and negative aspects gives us a clearer view of this complex culture. We hope you enjoyed this video. If you would like to check out more videos we have made for you, click on one of them on the screen or check out the channel. Thanks for watching, and we will see you next time.